Speaking of good business in the Bay Area, you may have noticed random long lines on sidewalks in San Francisco the past few days. That's because it's Beer Week, and that means bars all over the city are hosting special tastings of beer, some of which you can only get a taste of right now. It's not surprising that San Francisco is a city for beer enthusiasts. It established itself as the West Coast's brewing capital back in the mid-1800s. What is it about cooking up brew that people here find so appealing? KALW's Brian Pelletier reports in this story from our archives.
The time it takes most people to do their grocery shopping, I could spend just standing in a well-stocked beer aisle. Or staring at tap handles in a bar. Every pint has its own story. Who's responsible for the recipe? How is the beer crafted? Where did the beer come from? What are the brewer's inspirations? These are all questions I ponder when I'm making my own beer, and I wanted to know what my fellow San Francisco homebrewers thought.
Beer, at least for me personally, was a perfect combination of my science background and then being able to be really creative with the flavors of the beer.
As a student, Reagan Long enjoyed physics and oceanography. Now she's co-founder of Local Brewing Company, a fledgling San Francisco brewery trying to expand.
We started homebrewing 7 years ago in our garage, and a year ago we decided to really push forward and try to, really see if San Franciscans would support a local brewing company here in San Francisco. And so we started bringing our beer via a mobile cooler to Dolores Park and SF Underground Market and getting feedback on the beer.
Long's partner, Sarah Fenson, says there's a lot of help available for curious homebrewers want to take their craft to the next level.
There really is, a personhood, a brotherhood, a sisterhood among people in the beer industry, and you already have a commonality in terms of, like, what kind of beer do you like? What do you like to do with this, that? And it's a real knowledge-sharing community.
I like to think of brewing in cooking terms. There's no sense in making a delicious feast if you're going to eat it alone. Sharing ideas, food, and drink is an act that makes us human. Dave McLean of Magnolia Pub says it's a big part of what the craft beer community is trying to promote.
We're not competitors with each other as much as we're kind of fighting the good fight to try to open people's minds and palates up to the breadth and diversity of beer that's out there.
According to the Beer Institute, the brewing industry's lobbying arm, Californians buy nearly 713 million gallons of beer each year. That's 27.5 gallons per adult. That's a little less than a pint per day, though, of course, some beer lovers enjoy slightly more than that. Still, the craft beer market makes up just 5% of a $224 billion industry, which is to say, not everyone who starts brewing on their kitchen stove wants a market share. Some people just want to share the best beer they've ever tasted with a friend. But before homebrewing became legal in 1978, it was always easy to come by grain, malt, hops, and water. So certain renegades had turned their kitchens into recreational brewing laboratories.
I learned how to brew out of the back of a Field and Stream magazine.
This is Gregory William Miller III Stein, also known as Grizz. He's a brewmaster at San Francisco Brewcraft in the Richmond District, and he's been making beer for 42 years.
And one of the classified ads in the back of there was learn how to brew, and I sent away for it. And I'm real tenacious. The first batch of beer I brewed tasted like somebody had boiled all the jock straps from the San Francisco 49ers, and it didn't taste very good, but that just made me want to do it more.
My first batch didn't come out that bad, but I had the advantage of having a four-decade brewing veteran to give me a recipe and some advice. Grizz says brewing at home has grown in popularity since he first started.
Oh, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of homebrewers in San Francisco. It's not that difficult to do on the basic level. And so you can certainly learn how to brew a better beer than any commercial beer.
Mission-based author William Bostwick is one of those home brewers. He probably could have used some of Grizz's advice before his first brewing experience.
It exploded. It was terrible. The beers exploded all over our apartment.
Still, Bostwick and his partner Jesse Reimel recovered from that first bad experience to write Beercraft, The book explains how to brew single-gallon batches, small enough to allow for experimentation. Reimel says it's not hard to give beer that unique San Francisco twist.
When you're only brewing a gallon, the amount of special ingredients that you need if you're looking for something that's fresh and local and seasonal is pretty small. So if we get, you know, a sprig of lavender in our CSA delivery, or we go to the farmer's market and we find, you know, one bunch of a special kind of basil or something that we want to add to the beer, that's enough.
And even if you mess up a batch or two, your beers go skunky or your bottles explode, Bostwick says the times that you capture greatness in a bottle makes those mistakes worthwhile.
The joy of, you know, opening like a perfect wheat beer that you made yourself is like, I mean, that's, you know, that's really special. And that's good. That's good enough.
The special taste of an amazing homebrew is something that can be savored everywhere. From my house to your house to the White House. Yes, recently President Obama became the first sitting American president to brew at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The White House honey ale used honey from beehives on the property. And it sent an important message to homebrewers everywhere. Yes, we can. And keg and bottle. In San Francisco, I'm Brian Pelletier for Cross Currents.